All right, so this recording is for the Brunswick Junior High School Band, and these comments are from Rick Cook. So, off the bat, the band sounds good. I like the idea of opening concerts with the kind of burner march. I was in Air Force bands for a long time, and frequently we would do the burner up front, then the national anthem, and then do the gig. I also like that even though some of these dynamics are marked absurdly loud, you guys kept it in moderation, and I really like that like your mezzo fortes are like basically pianos, and then you grow from there. That is how that should be done. Another thing I picked up in the Air Force was just a desire for marches to have dynamics. So those things are good. The tempo is a little less consistent, so I'm really digging the dynamic choices, but I would like to see. I'm actually a fan of the thing where you put the metronome on as long as you do it in moderation with bands. I know there's a lot of people, particularly in this part of the country, who are like strictly opposed to the loud smashing metronome deal, and I get why. But I think as long as you don't do it too often, it can be really helpful. Yeah, so my biggest comment is going to be consistency of, like, time and tempo with things. With my college band that I teach, I have similar issues, so I can totally relate. But for some reason, with these kind of marches, it's easy to get them to start fast. It's just really hard to sustain tempo. And human nature, I guess. And I don't mean the times when you're intentionally pulling back. Those are fine choices. I didn't mean to comment on that. All right. And a nice tight ending. Good job. Good job. But yeah, good band. Reasonably in tune. Intelligent musical choices for a march. Good programming choice for a starter. My big thing, just consistency of time. All right, nice job on the start of this one. That's a very nice, for middle school band, that's a very mature and gentle sound, and I really like your crescendo you just played. That part of this, the understanding the, you know, musicality of what you're doing piece of this seems to be really strong. And ultimately, that is really the point, right? I mean, the reason these students are having this experience in the first place is so that they can, you know, feel something and have some kind of artistic or aesthetic experience, and yeah, so I'm impressed. Other things, like, for example, pitch and clarity of articulation are a couple of things I would work on with them a little more. Middle school oboe is like the hardest thing, right? I'm not even going to comment on that. I just think it takes time to be able to sing the way you want to sing on an oboe, she's off to a... I can't really see the oboe player because I'm on the other side of the conductor, but she's off to a great start. And I'm liking what your brass section is doing here. That's a nice feel. There are moments when they have a very mature sound. And this also, this is a really nice piece. I like the way you're setting up the band so your horns are kind of out and off and exposed on the side where the sound can project. I like the posture I'm seeing from your horn section a lot. We see too many bands where like the horn bell is right into their laps, you know what I mean? They need to do a little bit of work on intonation, but I mean, what horn section doesn't? And by the way, this is a middle school horn section. That's great. I'm also enjoying the fact that you have a bassoon player. That's a very helpful thing, particularly at the opening section of this piece. Alright, so I guess if I'm going to make some big picture comments here, having never heard this ensemble before, right, just walking in cold off the street, a general sense of understanding the musicality of things seems to be good. Intonation might be an area that could use a lot of work, but again, what middle school band couldn't? I don't mean to isolate this band, but that still needs some work. And at times, consistency of time and clarity of attack. But they crescendo really well. And I actually, just watching them, I get the impression that they fully understand what's going on with the, you know, tension and release of the crescendo sections. The body language, I can see them kind of like, you know, the accents that pull back into the big downbeat when you have the, you know, the slow off before a climax point. You can see a lot of them kind of nodding their head in that, I get this and I'm feeling it, maybe I'll get some goosebumps kind of way. So that trumpet solo, good stuff there. I kind of like the stylistic choice. I would say, I mean, I hate it when I bring my group someplace to have somebody work with them and they're like, use more air, because, I mean, you know they need to use more air. Every band director on Earth knows you need to use more air. But in this particular case, the trumpet player at the solo. In this particular case, the trumpet player at the solo near the end. I like that he's kind of playing with vibrato there. This is a good time to learn that, how that works, you know, on that kind of exposed solo. But more air support, I think, would help him a lot, of course, to, again, state things you already know. Very good job. I enjoyed that a lot. I wish more middle school bands were able to get the same kind of dynamic contrast that you guys were able to get. Or rather, I wish more middle school band directors prioritized that. All right, sorry for the break there. I was doing some writing. Right, so the slow sections, particularly starting the homage, was really comfortable. The start of this one, I just feel like they didn't know it quite as well, maybe. Or, you know, anytime you get middle school soloists, sometimes they kind of freeze a little. So, I mean, of course, the start of this one was not quite as great as the start of the middle one, but, you know, they'll be... Obviously, they know how to do it. We just heard them do it on the last piece. They'll be fine. All right. Yeah, so generally, I don't feel like they know this one quite as well as they did the last one. The intonation is having a little more trouble. The, you know, consistency or maybe comfort level seems lower. All right, that's kind of cool. So, I mean, I'm liking the groove here. You could ask him to hit the accent patterns a little harder on the rubber or whatever those things are made out of there, the drums. I think with this kind of thing, if you like kind of over-exaggerated, it can work a little better. So same thing on those kind of like bluesy unison kind of lines. The more they can make a bigger deal out of what you hit on the accents, that can make it sound like really tight. But again, I'm pretty sure I'm telling you things you already know. Nice job with the dynamics there. Pull them down at 67. I feel like the weakest thing about this piece is just sometimes when it's like the new material starts at like, I don't know, the a little bit after 33 horns stuff, they just seem a little less comfortable on it. But yeah, the dynamic pullback was cool. I like that. Percussion is doing a great job. Yeah, intonation is not as solid on this one as it was on the last one. And I'd like to see, in a case like that, have the crescendo into the 3-4 right there at, I guess it'd be like 98, 99. Be a little bigger, although I will say in the other pieces, that kind of thing you're great at. Nice, grooving nicely. It can be hard out in the audience listening to middle school bands to understand exactly what instrument we're hearing, but I think it was Barry Sachs who's doing a pretty killer job at like 106. So yeah, interesting. I have never heard this piece before. That's kind of a neat effect. I'm not always a huge fan of the kind of like Michael Sweeney kind of like, you know, slow, fast, slow kind of piece, but in this case, this one works. All right. Overall, very good job with your performance. I enjoyed your band a lot. I like the musical things that you're doing, and again, those are the things that are most important, right? So I feel like if it were my kid in a band program, I feel like they would be having a great experience here, right? Everything that I think is important about band, they are getting, and then, you know, they sound great. Little things for the future, which I'm this is one of those times when I feel like you already know all of the things I'm telling you, but, you know, a little more work on some of the intonation would be good. You know, some of the sections, they just don't seem like they know them as well as some of the other sections. That's going to happen, particularly on a year like this where it snowed a lot. So, yeah, intonation work, a little bit of clarity work. Although they do a spectacular job with growth and crescendos, they don't always bring out accent patterns as much as I'd like. But yeah, those are my thoughts. Excellent work. Thank you for playing. Your students should be proud.